with today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Namibia is hosting the Global African Hydrogen Summit. The event brings together heads of state, ministers, business leaders, and investors from the continent and beyond. Former First Lady, Madam Monica Gengos, is attending the summit, where she explained the investment landscape to potential investors.
The excitement for me is really that we utilize pension fund money, but we didn't have the opportunity to create new jobs. It wasn't really fresh capital. We weren't really doing any socio-economic transformation. And when you're developing new industries, it's fresh capital. You really have an opportunity not only to look at issues around climate change, but also to do socio-economic transformation that we need as a country, as the second most unequal country in the world, second only to South Africa, high unemployment. So this is really a need solution, not only addressing a global demand, but a very clear domestic issue.
Head of Governance at UN Namibia, Alka Bhatia, says the Global Progress Report on Sustainable Development Goals does not give the country a good score on peace, justice, and strong institutions.
I don't think at this current pace we will achieve SDG 16 in the remaining 6 years. That is where I think we need to redouble our efforts. We need to redouble our efforts in terms of improving our data collection system, and how we also leverage the digital space, the technology, etc., would also really speed up progress.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says the country is looking to expand its economy. He told leaders attending the Africa-China summit that SA will look into sectors such as electric vehicles, renewable energy, green hydrogen, and energy storage.
Now, as we embark on our reform process, we too will be opening up our economy. We will be looking at new sectors of our economy. For instance, we'll also look at things like electric vehicle sector, renewable energy, green hydrogen, and energy storage.
This is as Chinese President Xi Jinping has welcomed more than 50 African leaders, including Ramaphosa, to Beijing this week. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China welcomed African leaders with a lot of pomp and ceremony, including South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa and Kenya's William Ruto, who also held one-to-one meetings with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Now, China has risen to become Africa's largest trading partner, but that has led to a trade imbalance that in most cases favors China. In his meeting with Xi Jinping, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he wants to narrow the trade deficit and address the structure of trade. Facing its own economic slowdown, China is seeking to shift to smaller investments in Africa and collaborating on green technology.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.